Assalamualaikum, we came across over to Durban. We believe Mufti Saab, Mufti Ilyas Saab is out in Durban. We'd like to welcome Mufti Saab on the line. Mufti Saab, Assalamualaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamualaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakumAllah for your time, Mufti Saab. May Allah Rabbul Izzat reward you in abundance. We have a number of questions here, listeners. We're going to be going through those questions. And if you have any questions, any doubt, any queries and concerns, please to call us. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And the cell phone number to send your SMS questions is 082-580-8070. I repeat, it's 082-580-8070. And the fax number is 011-854-7024. Cell phone number again is 082-580-8070. And the studio line number is 011-854-1548. Well, so we have a number of questions, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's comment. The first question coming in from my sister who says, Assalamu alaikum. Is it compulsory for women to wear a scarf while making wudu?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is preferable for them to wear a headgear whilst performing wuzu. However, if they do not do that, then their wuzu will be valid without the headgear, without the scarf.
All right, JazakAllah, we're going further. And sister further says, the question number two is, that some women wear short tops and read their salah, and when they go down for sajda, everything shows, Mufti Saab. Is this correct? Everything shows?
I do not know what they mean by shows. If the body, contour body, are showing, then definitely that is makruh. This is irrespective whether it is male or female. Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi has also written about this, that certain times when males, not talking of females, okay, when males go for sajda, then unfortunately everything shows. And this is highly detestable because a person, male or female, supposed to be dressing in such a manner that the contours of the body, the shape of the body, should not be visible or determined. And I must repeat that this law of not showing and displaying the body shape or contours applies both to male and female. Males are under the impression that only females must dress in a manner where the contour shape of the body does not show. However, this is a gross misinterpretation of Sharia. This law applies both to males and females.
All right, to go on further, remember the strong phone number to send your SMS questions is 082-580-8070, 082-580-8070, and the landline number to call is 011-854-1548. Can you read Surah Kahf after Jum'ah namaz?
Remember that the time for recitation of Surah Kahf is Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah, and this day will refer to the 24 hours, and starting from Thursday when the sun sets. Remember in Islam that the day starts actually from the night. The night precedes the day in Islam. Only this is not taken into consideration during the 5 days of Hajj. Other than that, the whole system works upon day, the night preceding night coming before the day. As a result, Thursday sunset. As soon as the sun set, the day of Jummah has come. And then it will expire on Friday, English Friday sunset. In that 24 hours, the person may recite the Surah Kahf. That will be either now, technically speaking, English-wise, Thursday night even, and also before Jummah or after Jummah even.
All right, we're going further to JazakAllah. Can you draw pictures with eyes?
If you are going to be drawing pictures, and these are very, very small objects, wherein if a person looks quickly, cannot make out that this is a picture of an animate object, then to put one, two dots as eyes is permissible. However, if it is on a glance, you can make out that this is an animate object having eyes, then it is not permissible.
Alright, JazakAllah Mustafa, going further, inshallah, we have another question that has come through, and it says that we have recently seen the availability of Zamzam water locally, and this is fantastic. However, I have a number of concerns. The one is, the brother says, the sale of water at exorbitant prices, and the second question is it permissible to make a commercial value out of the sale?
To buy and sell Zamzam is permissible. To buy and sell Zamzam even in Mecca is permissible. To transport Zamzam and to charge for it is permissible, even in Mecca. Therefore, you will find that if your hotel is very far away, there are certain people in Makkatul Mukarramah who will volunteer to purchase the container and fill your Zamzam and bring it to your hotel at a price that is permissible. Now, those who are selling Zamzam in South Africa or any other country, it is permissible for them to do so. If you feel it is exploitation or if you feel it is too expensive, it is not farz or wajib to buy the Zamzam. It is not farz, wajib, sunnat to purchase the Zamzam. So if you feel if it is exorbitant and the people are making money out of it, you do not have to purchase it. However, if that person is truly exploiting, then if that matter rests with him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, to buy and sell Zamzam in another country other than Mecca is also permissible.
Alright, Mustafa, go on further. JazakAllah for that answer. Youngsters wearing earrings for namaz, is it permissible?
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has in one hadith means that he cursed the males imitating the females and the females imitating the males. The wearing of earrings, that is the way culture of females and not males in this world. So now the males have unfortunately adopted the ways of the females and they come under the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is detested, highly detested for the males to be wearing earrings, let alone in salat, even outside salat. And unfortunately, this has become a fashion, and this fashion of the males wearing earrings should be definitely done away with. You should abstain, refrain, and knowing fully well that you are imitating the females. Some ulama have said that this is like behaving like gays and hermaphrodites and homosexuals. We will not be so hard in saying that, but definitely it is moving in that direction. Yeah.
All right, we go on further. We have another question coming through via cell phone. It says, Salams, if a mother takes a promise that she won't see her son as he made her angry, she broke her promise, what must she do as she is old, but she has made sincere tawbah to Allah?
If she has made a vow and a pledge and a promise, and now she's got also a rider with it, that she is saying that she cannot possibly fast. If she has broken her vow, she just has to fast 3 days. And these winter days are very good for fasting. And in certain countries, it is in certain parts of the country, for example, in Durban, etc., the sun sets at 5 past 5, so it is quite easy to fast. So she should keep 3 fasts. Other than that, if she cannot keep the fast, then she should be feeding 10 people for twice a day.
All right, JazakAllah. We're going further. The other question is, it says from a brother, Assalamu alaikum. My question is that I paid my house and car with interest transaction. I owe the bank no money. Does this make my car and house halal?
It makes your house and car permissible to utilize. And we should not use the word halal and haram for that sort of a transaction. We should say permissible and not permissible. The end use will be permissible in this case. As far as utilization of interest transaction, now that the transaction is over, the person should make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in future not transact via the interest method of economics.
Allah, for those who have just tuned in, we are Razi with a question and the answer session of Mufti Ilyas Saab. Remember, this is your phone-in program. Any questions you have, any queries you have, now's the chance to call. And the number to call is 011-854-1548. Brother Muhammad is waiting for a call. And the cell phone number to send you SMS questions is 082-580-8070. I repeat, it's 082-580-8070. We are waiting for your calls. We go on further with regards to the similarity of wearing Nike product Murisabi says without the word Nike on them. And the other question brother wants to know is what is Rishwat? Two questions.
As far as Rishwat is concerned, that will mean bribery. And what you call Rishwat bribery, or is it pertaining to it's interest. They're using this word as interest. So any form of interest will be classified as a rishwat. As far as Nike is concerned, then to use it with the sign or without the sign will be supporting those who are the enemies of Islam. It is better not to support those who are the enemies of Islam. One is that it is permissible. But side by side, it is definitely detested, not desired, not liked. But to say that it is haram, as some ulama have ruled, I and many others do not agree with the haram fatwa, but definitely all the ulama of the opinion that it is surely not liked, not desired, and definitely detested. Rishwat is interest, and one should abstain from the interest transaction as far as possible.
Alright, Shukran. Further, the other question is, it came through via SMS. Should women read normal Dhuhr Namaz on Friday?
Say that again, Mulana.
Should women read normal Dhuhr Namaz on a Friday?
Why not? First of all, that as we have explained previously, that there are many things not compulsory, not necessary for females to do, like Salat with Jamaat, like Jihad, like Jum'ah. And on the day of Jum'ah, as soon as Zawal ends, then she can perform her Zuhur Salat immediately. This I would like to say concerning various other Salat also. For the females, that as soon as the time of the Salat sets in, they do not have to wait for the local Azan or the Azan from the radio station, then perform the Salat. They must be clear about it. They do not have to wait for the Azan in order for the performance of the Salah. As soon as the time of the Salah sets in, provided they know that the time of the Salah has set in, they must perform it immediately. Now, the men also, as soon as the time of Salah sets in, many you will find when you go to a masjid, for example, in Zuhr time, then they will wait for the Azan of Zuhr and then perform the Sunnah of Zuhr. Meanwhile, as the time of Sunnah of Zuhr, let alone the Sunnah of Zuhr, the time of Faraz of Zuhr is set in, so they can comfortably make their Sunnah of Zuhr. Men are also under the impression that no, you cannot make the Sunnah of Zuhr until the Azan of Zuhr is given in that masjid. That is wrong, erroneous, and we should set a pattern that, listen, as soon as we get into the masjid, and now you do not have to wait for the Azan, you can make your Sunnah. And after the Azan, you can make some more Nawafil Salat or Qaza Salat, or you can read Quran Kareem, etc. Another thing I would like to mention, Mawlana Kara, is that we do not make Salat when the Azan is on. It is absolutely permissible in the light of Sharia that when the Salah, when the Azan is on, then you can make your Salah. Unfortunately, we are under the impression that when the Salah, when the Azan is on, then you have to wait for the whole Azan to finish and then make your Sunnah. whereas you can make your sunnah while the azan is on. And also we are under the impression that when the azan is on, then you cannot go into the toilet. That is also not correct.
Okay.
We should know that if you got a takaza and need to go into the toilet whilst the azan is on, you can do so.
All right. Mustafa, JazakAllah for the clarification, and you just cleared many minds. We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Caller, ma, for holding on so long, but JazakAllah, please to call us back. It's 854-1548. It's the number you know. Mustafa, we can't further. The next question is, what should be the madhab of newly converted Muslim?
The madhab of the newly converted Muslim should be the madhab of the area. Simply speaking, that if a person, accepts Islam...
Musa, can I just stop you then? Musa, I'm after trouble you. We have a call on the line. Brother, he's back on the line. I think he's calling from a cell phone. We'll come into the question.
Yes.
Okay, brother, assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Yes, you are live on air, brother.
Am I on air now?
Yes, you are on air. Your question, you move yourself.
Alright, my question is that when you got a cassette, when it comes to a sijda tilawat,
okay,
but for you the sijda is not wajib, is that right?
Well, Musab will answer the question, alright?
Right?
Do you carry on?
Similarly,
yeah,
if you want to send Isa al Sawab,
yeah,
for the deceased,
you're right,
is it permissible through a cassette?
Okay.
So then a person on the cassette, and he says, we are sending this Isa al Sawab, so and so person, how is that permissible? Because it's through a cassette.
All right,
how you want to send the Isa al Sawab through the cassette?
I don't know, because this thing is every morning a cassette, and he said it's going Isa al Sawab.
Now explain to me how you want to send Isa al Sawab via the cassette.
I don't know, I'm asking you people a question.
Okay, I'll answer, inshallah.
JazakAllah for the question, brother. So have you got a question, what he's hinting to?
Yeah, I got what he's trying to say. You see, for example, now, there was a lecture. Or there is one of the Qara gave a very good talk on Miraj. So you taped it. Now you say, no, I want to give this tape out for Isa alayhi sawab of so-and-so. The intention will be that those who listen to that lecture, then inshallah they will learn something, and by this, inshallah, we can make Isa alayhi sawab. That's absolutely permissible. Similarly, the person took a hard copy of Quran-i-Kareem and he gave it out. Quran-i-Kareem or any kitab or any tafsir or any translation or any book, dini book, and he gave it out. Listen, I would make Isa alayhi sawab by distribution of this book. Then the people who benefit from that book, inshallah, as long as they benefit, the Isa alayhi sawab is done. Similarly, the person, now he took, for example, the Amma Para and recitation by Qari, reciting very slowly, and he distributed it so that people who listen to it, they will rectify their tajweed, they will learn the tajweed laws. Also, by repeatedly listening to it, they will be able to memorize Quran. And if it has given to the Arab-speaking world, remember the Quran is an understood language. So if you give it to the people who understand, then obviously they are going to be getting a message. For them, it be like a bayan going on, so they will also benefit. So anything via the tape, which creates and can develop into a benefit, will reap the Isa alayhi sawab automatically.
All right, JazakAllah for the clarification. That also clears many minds. Musabi, you were discussing the question regarding the madhab of a newly converted Muslim. What should the madhab be?
If a person, for example, I do realize we are on satellite Islam and internet, then first let me give you a South African example and then we can expound on it.
All right.
If a person accepted Islam in the KwaZulu-Natal area, where there is mostly Hanafis, then the person will follow the Hanafi madhab. Also, if a person accepted Islam in the Cape Peninsula area, where there are more Shawafi in his area, then he can become a Muslim and accept the Shawafi madhab. However, if he got in the Cape Peninsula area, if he accepted Islam and he is staying in an area where there are enough Hanafi scholars to advise him of the Hanafi masail, then he can either take the Hanafi mazhab, which will be good for him because he can access the ulama. So the rule is that where he accepted Islam and where he is staying and where he is going to stay for a long duration, then he should adopt the mazhab of that area so that the ulama will be able to assist him. No use becoming a Shafi and the nearest Shafi alim is 50 kilometers away. Accept the mazhab where the alim is at your doorstep. Yes.
All right, JazakAllah for the mazhab. That's also clear to my mind. JazakAllah for the interesting. We go on further. The question coming through cell phone, it says, Assalamu alaikum, if one made wudu and noticed some najasat on one's clothes which was present before wudu, after changing, should the wudu be repeated before salah?
Okay, this also needs clarification because people must realize that wudu got to do with the body, and the person made wudu although having some najasat on the clothing. There are two different issues here. One is the clothing, the other the body. So he has made wuzu of the body. So the body is clean now and in a state of wuzu. But the clothing requires to be either washed or changed. Similarly, that when mothers change the baby's nappies, they are under the impression, unfortunately, when they have got wuzu and they change the baby's nappies, they think their wuzu broke. Whereas this got to do with two different bodies here. There, the question here has been posed about body and cloth. And so the body is clean, the cloth needs to be cleaned. And also by changing the nappy, the body and the clothing of the person is clean, and it does not have to be repeated.
All right, JazakAllah. So we have a number of questions that came through. It says, the one being, Salaam alaikum, I can't help feeling that everything around me is napas, that is the bed, floors, etc. Is a baby's vomit, she has solid food, napak, and does one's jewelry become napak after haiz? Sister wants to know, do I have to wash my jewelry?
There are three, four problems here, difficulties. The person, unfortunately, has got a mental problem, and this has arisen from becoming a mashkuk person, a doubtful person. And sooner they make a large of it, meaning that they have to address the problem very seriously, consult someone and have this problem addressed. But there is a simple solution, that read the last two surahs, blow on water, and also drink with the intention of removing this ailment, which is very destructive in nature. And this person here will have doubt upon doubt if this problem is not addressed immediately. It will also have an overflow onto the salat also, unfortunately. The jewelry is not napak. The person has got menstruation, and wearing the jewelry, when the person becomes pure, got nothing to do with the jewelry, be it pure or impure. There's no need to wash the jewelry or clean it or purify it. The jewelry remains in its natural state of purity. If some impurity falls on it, then it has obviously to be washed. But this person here definitely is under a doubtful spell, and the jewelry should be regarded as completely pure. The other thing is, once the baby has now begun to take solids, then definitely the vomit of the baby is napak, impure. And if it falls upon the clothing and it is more than the inside palm circle space, then that area should be washed. However, I repeat that this person should definitely consult others and seek aid to address her problem.
All right, JazakAllah, Mr. Begon. We have a call on the line. We believe, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Mufti sahab? I'm married for 7 years. My husband has been abusing me, swearing me, hitting me. Because of my children, I stayed in a marriage. I've got 2 children, and now he hits me about 6 weeks ago very badly. I told my father, he took me away, and I brought my children with me. For 2 months, I didn't communicate with my husband, and we don't speak or anything. I did report him, Mufti Saab, and I did go took Maulana to the house. I went to the Islamic helpline. I did counseling, everything. He doesn't want to go. Mufti Saab, where do I stand in this marriage?
What you want to know, whether there is a divorce or not?
Gee, Mufti Saab, we didn't communicate for the last 2 months. And he doesn't want to go for counseling.
Okay, what is definite, as long as he does not issue divorce, there is no divorce. As long as he does not issue talaq, there is no talaq. The temporary separation does not tantamount to an automatic divorce. You should remain, you should remain separated for a while, and inshallah, time will heal the situation. Meanwhile, you should ask your father to get some ulama ikram who are sensible and reliable to explain to your husband the situation, and then after counseling, then you should make a concerted effort for reconciliation for the sake of the children.
The Maulana has been several times came to our place and spoke, and it just worked for a week or 2 weeks and starts again, Mufti Saab.
If he is beating you up and abusing you physically, mentally, you should remain separated until he reforms and changes.
Mufti Saab, even sexually, he's abusing you.
As I told you, there is no divorce, but you should remain separated and get the helpline, care line, to aid your situation, inshallah.
Jazakallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah. Seek Allah's help through namaz and sabr, inshallah. People may dua for the sister and all the people around the world. We can't further the other question. It says a person is working for an Islamic organization. The person wants to take leave in the last week of the term. The governing body wants the person to take unpaid leave, and also the teacher has to look for a replacement for her. No contract has been signed. Is it Islamically correct?
When there is no contract signed, that is grossly un-Islamic. Employee, no matter how small duration of job is, they should put it down in writing. Now, this difficulty has arisen because there is firstly no contract, nothing in writing, and even, I understand from the question, nothing verbally also. So, unfortunately, that person is at the mercy of the governing council because they are the ones who are paying the salary, and now to ask for an Islamic ruling on this issue will determine on many other factors. For example, they can logically argue that they have to pay someone else in her absence. So this matter depends on many other questions and situations and scenarios.
All right, dear, we go on further. The other question is, Assalamu alaikum, if you give somebody a Quran and they read it, you will also get rewarded. However, what happens if they disrespect it? Will you get the sin as well?
No, you will not get the sin. You will definitely get the reward. And a person, when you talk of disrespect of Quran al-Kareem, if a person disrespects Quran al-Kareem and is a Muslim, then there is a high possibility that that person goes out of the fold of Islam. So I cannot understand, and I cannot imagine a Muslim in his right frame of mind can disrespect or dishonor Quran al-Kareem. Yes, a Muslim shows indirect disrespect by not reciting it and leaving it on the shelf, and he is negligent and by not reciting Quran al-Kareem. But any other form of disrespect which is presented before the ulama, then the ulama will make a ruling depending on how severe the disrespect is.
All right. Question is this, that what time after 40th day is she pure and set for Salah?
The day will be taken into consideration. The day, the English day. So now she is classified as Thursday. What time she gave birth?
Thursday, 12:45 a.m.
12:45 a.m. That means she's going into Friday. 12:45 a.m.
Thursday night, yes.
That's 45. That's already the Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, gee, sorry.
So, nifas expires. By the way, that this concept of 40 days, that's also not correct. That's a maximum according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. So the nifas will be when the post delivery discharge, blood discharge stops and terminates. They do not have to wait for 40 days. I'm happy this question has been posed, because many people who after childbirth count 40 days, and this is not necessary. They are under the impression that after 40 days, and unfortunately after the 40th day, they go into some rituals which are completely un-Islamic and completely contrary to the modesty of Islam. For example, in some areas the mother-in-law gives the daughter-in-law a bath, etc. And this is completely un-Islamic. As soon as the blood stops, the blood discharge stops after childbirth, that can happen even the same day in some cases we know, and it can happen after 10 days or 20 days. Yes, maximum 40 days. After 40 days it will be regarded as istihaza, blood discharge due to ailment and sickness.
Alright, JazakAllah Mustafa, go on further. Inshallah, the other question is that if you use a cream that contains haram ingredients, can you read salah and is the salah accepted by Allah?
And although it is permissible to utilize the cream out of necessity, then on one side we have got permissibility of utilizing that cream. However, we will advise the person not to utilize it before performing of salah. Use it after performing of salah. However, if it is used before performance of salah, the salah will be valid. As far as acceptance of salat is concerned, then we ourselves don't even know whether our salat is accepted. There are two things in any ibadah. One is validity and one is acceptance. We perform the Hajj, we inshallah hope it is valid, and we do it to the best of our ability. The Hajj, the Umrah, the Zakat, the Salah, the Quran Tilawat, everything, all ibadat we do, and we do it conforming to the Sharia and knowing inshallah that this is valid. But as far as Maqbooliyat, acceptance, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we pass away and when we are resurrected, we will know what was accepted and what was not accepted.
Alright, if I'm further, a reminder to the listeners, this is a question and answer session with Mufti Ilyas Saab. Any questions you have, please to call us. The number to call is 011-854-1548, and the cell phone number to send your SMS questions is 082-580-8070. I repeat, it's 082-580-8070. We go on further. It says, Salam, how's it? I would like to know, is it jais to sell used clothes and can one make a profit? The brother says, Jazakallah so much, and may Allah grant both of you a high stage in the Firdaus. Amin, brother. Jazakallah so much for the dua. Thank you, sir.
First of all, that when you are talking to ulama ikram, then try not to use the common colloquial form of greeting. And try and not use words of address that you will address your friends and juniors. And try and not utilize those words of the bazaar when you are talking to the ulama-ikram. You should respect the ulama-ikram and not utilize colloquial English, whether it is in the email, the SMS, whether it is letter or telephone. You should behave and speak or write in a civilized, cultured manner, especially when you are addressing the ulama, because in the respect of the ulama you are respecting actually the deen. We are not saying don't question the ulama, but we are saying question with respect. It is absolutely permissible to sell old clothing, it is absolutely permissible to sell used clothing, it is absolutely permissible to obtain profit via your sale of old or used clothing.
Alright, we go on further. Assalamu alaikum. It says, in Miraf, does the stepmother Mufti Saab inherit from the stepkids and vice versa? What share will she get? Jazakallah khair.
I am not clear about this, but I think that the step, from the stepchildren to the stepmother. I do not think so they inherit. However, that you should pose your question to the Darul Ifta of any Darul Uloom concerning that law.
Alright, JazakAllah for the Mustafa, we go on further. The other question is, Assalamu alaikum. Who can I contact re-clarification on talaq by force? Jazakallah.
You can go to any respected, reliable Darul Uloom. You have got Darul Uloom, many in our country. And if this is a question from overseas, then consult your local Jamiat or where there is a Darul Uloom.
All right, Jazakallah. So, because for the number of questions that have come on, it says, where do I go for help? My parents do not want to listen. They say I am talking nonsense. Was Salam from the corner who always feels in our park. My parents don't want to listen.
Then
to
you
me.
Should try to contact some pious lady or pious ladies in your locality and address your situation via them and talk to them, because definitely you have got a problem. And otherwise you will talk to the K-line and talk to the ulama there, so they can explain to your parents that you definitely have got a problem. And I repeat, that you have got a problem.
Alright, you go on further. It says, Assalamu alaikum. So the other question is that while traveling to work, the driver has a radio station on that plays music. Can I make dhikr while the music is on?
First of all, that if you are paying for the transport, then you should negotiate with the driver that since we are paying, then we do not want you to play music while we are traveling. However, if this is the only transport available and you are forced to take this transport, if you are able to get a transport which wherein there is no music played, then you should opt for that transport wherein there is no music being played. However, if this is the only transport available for you and you are under duress and you are forced to take such a transport and the nasty driver does not want to relent to your request, then when he is playing the music, yes, you can make zikr and especially istighfar.
Alright, Jazakallah. Advice that brother to listen to Radio Islam, Eid al-Mu'ayy 15-48. Assalamu alaikum, Musaf. I say, Assalamu alaikum. I recently had a conversation with somebody who has a very, very modern outlook on deen and challenged me with regards to the permissibility of allowing women to the Eid Khan. He expects me to get back to him with proof that Nabi Kareem Zawasim didn't allow women to attend. Please, please comment.
As far as the Eid guy is concerned, then Maulana the Sheikh al Hadith of Darul Uloom Azazbal, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, has written a leaflet and a very academic one, explaining why the woman should not go to the Eidgah in these days. And he has commented academically on those ahadiths pertaining to the woman going to the Eidgah in those days. Now, logically, I would like to say something about masjid and women attending them. See, many people do not know that in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his lifetime, in his presence, besides Masjid Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were 9 other masjids in Madinatul Munawwara. And this is the 9 masjids are listed in the Marasil of Abu Dawud. Now, the woman of the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not attend the 9 other masjids. They only went to the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that your salat in your home is better than salat behind me in my masjid, then they adhered to that advice of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the woman folk went to the Eidgah to follow the blessed personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the initial ta'lim that was given to them during the initial stages and educative stage of Islam. That is no more the requirement now. They do not have to come out to show numbers or to display strength or to learn or to be in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those reasons for going to the Eidgah logically are not existing in our times. Therefore, they should not be going to the Eidgah.
Alright, so that verifies it. Jazakallah. It goes on further. It says, and that, sorry, the other question is, I started my business on overdraft using the bank's money. I paid the bank now. I am making a fortune. All this wealth I now have, is it halal or haram?
It is not haram.
It is not haram. Jazakallah, mashallah. Very few people acknowledge in today's time that they are making a fortune. We go on further. A brother bought a leather jacket, but he's not sure if it is made out of pig skin. Can he wear it or sell it and make a profit?
He can wear it as long as there is no definite factor or definite proof that it is of pig skin. And similarly, he can sell it.
Alright, we go on further. We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes, brother.
Bhai, can you help me?
Sure.
My wife and my son are going for Umrah. Now the problem is I'll be left alone at home. So can I go and stay with my daughter-in-law? Is that permissible?
You want to stay with your daughter-in-law?
Yes, yeah. Daughter-in-law.
Now you can go and stay with your daughter-in-law.
Jeeb, uncle, no problem, brother.
I got no problem.
No problem.
Oh.
Jazakallah, brother.
Thank you.
Jazakallah. If I knew how to cook, I should have maybe made some tarkari for the uncle. Assalamu alaikum. Some say one should not recite dua e jamila. Why is that so, Mufti Sahab?
Any dua that is not authenticated or does not have any reference or does not have any proof, then a man, when he goes to purchase any item, then he wants to know how good it is, how bad it is. He weighs the pros and cons, and he wants to know how durable it is and whether this is going to benefit him and last him. He asks 100 questions when he goes for worldly items. But when it comes to dini activity, man does not question, must I do it? Why must I do it? Is it reliable? Is it proven? Is it authentic? Is it a thing that Rasulullah told us to do? Is it sunnah? Is it innovation? Is it falsehood? Is it truth? Is it Islamic? Is it not Islamic? Person don't want to ask all these questions. So anything, any person tell you to do, you should question it. You are, as a Muslim, you have got the right to question any activity, and then inshallah when you get your proofs, you can do it. Dua, Jamila, etc., they do not have any authentication. We do not know who has done this, and we do not know the reliability of this. So when we do not have any reference, we cannot check it up. Therefore, the ulama say, that which is proven, you recite that. And that which is authenticated, you recite that.
Right.
The best thing to do is read Quran al-Kareem.
Quran al-Kareem, subhanAllah, kalamullah. We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's just Brother Abdullah, can I guess?
Yeah, shukr, alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I propose a question to Mufti. Can just give me 1 minute that I must go inside the house and listen? Can an imam, after when they were having the brothers of the Jamaat, not sit with the brothers of the Jamaat if they come into our masjid for the guests, walk out of the masjid and stand outside, and then not even talk to the Jamaat brothers, and then the imam is not accessible to his community, and then is not accessible to other Muslims? We do not interact, and then the masjid not giving the dawah. And then secondly, can the wife of the imam, if only the congregation is sitting, have talking, add on what the imam has said? Jazakallah. Listen on there.
Jazakallah. Jazakallah. So much. Jazakallah. Calling from Soweto.
Okay. Can you repeat what he said?
The first question was regards to the imam. He says that when Jamaat come to the masjid, the imam stands outside the masjid, not communicating with the Jamaat brothers. And the other question was that the imam is not accessible to the community. And the third question is that the wife of the imam, can she add to what the imam has said?
Can she add?
Can she add to?
What she is doing with?
Making bajiyas.
No. See, first of all, the imam should be accessible. And the imam's role and responsibility and duty is that he must link up with the congregation. He's imam not only for the five times salah, But he's supposed to lead, guide, spiritually guide, elevate, educate the congregation. If he is not accessible, then he unfortunately is not fulfilling the role and responsibility of imamate. He should be with the public because he must be with them in their joys, in their delights, and in their grievances. He should be there with them in the time of sorrow and in their happiness, so that he can be with them discussing, deliberating, and passing the message of Islam and Reformation to them. If he ostracizes himself, then he cannot link and pass the message of Islam to them. Okay. Unfortunately, many imams do this, and this is not good. As far as the imam's wife is concerned, first of all, I want to know when she has done this, and how is she giving a sub-bayan after his bayan? I do not know the actual circumstances, so we cannot comment on it. Mm-hmm. And the first question, I'm not clear what he's saying. If you can just make me understand what he's saying about the first question with the Jama'at, etc.
With regards to Jama'at brothers who are coming to the front masajid and stuff, Abdullah is saying that the imam does not spend time with those brothers. We have taken all the takleef and, you know, trouble of coming from other parts, coming to the locality, inviting people to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and greatness. So the imam does not speak to these Jama'at brothers. Some advice?
No, the imam should speak to them. The imam should encourage them. But it is not compulsory for the imam to sit for their activities and their bayan. It is not compulsory for us for the imam to be with the Jama'at brothers all the time. However, he should encourage them and he should aid them and support them as much as possible. But for the Jama'at brothers to expect that the imam of the masjid to be in their activities 24 hours a day, etc., that is being unreasonable.
Alright, by the way, with regards to the imam at question, there was a wonderful program that took place at Masjid al-Salihin at 10:13 this last Sunday, and there were speakers, for example, Malat Bayatul Rahman Sahib of Newcastle was there, Malana Bam, Mufti Radha al-Haq Sahib, Yunus Patel Sahib, and many other ulama. It was a wonderful program organized by Jamiatul Ulama as well, and JazakAllah for the organizers, to the organizers. We've gone further, inshallah. The other question is that, Mustafa, is it permissible to use dolls if face is covered, or do you have to remove the head?
If the doll is of that nature, which is very little and small, then you do not have to cover the face even. The ruling of impermissibility comes when the doll is big. And sometimes nowadays you are getting these dolls that are talking, walking. That absolutely is not permissible. Also, when the doll is bigger than the baby itself, that also is not permissible. But if the doll is like a small toy, etc., then there is some room for permissibility for that.
Alright, I think we'll take the last question here, and thereafter we'll conclude. The question is as follows. Assalamu alaikum, Mulana, I would like to know, are women allowed to go to the graveyard?
Short answer, in this age, besides making ziyarat of grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama, the fuqaha have stated that women should not go to the graveyard, and the ahadiths are very clear about this because of their sentiments, because they will cry, weep, they will beat their chest, pull their hair. So the women folk should not visit the graveyard.
Alright, JazakAllah. And last person who sent this SMS says, Assalamu alaikum, I have a suggestion. In support of the March for Palestine, everybody should be encouraged to wear green tomorrow. Muslim, that march taking place in Cape Town tomorrow morning from, I think, about 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, the time is 22 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock, and we have to say JazakAllah to Mufti Sahib, Mufti Ilyas Sahib. Mufti Sahib, JazakAllah wa hasanal jaza fi dunya wal akhirah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you in abundance in both dunya, qabal and akhirah. We learned a great, great deal, subhanAllah. All praise be to Allah, Rabbul Izzat. And JazakAllah so much, Mufti Sahib.
JazakAllah. Remember, as it was, you are the listener, inshallah.
Inshallah, you too, Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.